if for one night we don't get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older. I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, you're retro. 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 Brand new, you're retro.
You're listening to High Society Radio on the More Like Radio Network. I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Bronx Shoney.
Chris from Brooklyn.
It took him a little while. He's a little hungover today.
A little bit.
I'm very hungover.
It happens.
Yeah.
You're listening to High Society Radio. The Twitter account is at HS Radio Show. The Instagram is High Society Radio, at High Society Radio on Instagram. And
you're doing a bang-up job with that, by the way.
We're going to get to that in a little bit. We're going to get to that in a little bit. Our social media. Oh, boy. I learned a valuable lesson over this weekend.
Did you?
Over last weekend, because it's a Friday right now. Yeah, so it's High Society Radio. I just gave you a Twitter account. Just gave you the Instagram. Facebook is what? Facebook.com/High Society Radio. So, going back to the old Twitter account. See, Chris runs our social media.
Yes, he does.
Johnny, as you know. Everyone listening, Chris from Brooklyn, he's our social media guru.
Except for Instagram. I still refuse to run the Instagram.
So I said, hey, Chris, you know what? You can't be by the computer or on your phone this weekend. Look, I'm going to take care of it for you. I'm going to start tweeting stuff out, Instagramming stuff up. Really just trying to be as good a person as I possibly can.
Yeah, that's nice.
Do you realize there are some pictures of lost dogs here?
Well, that's what I was getting to.
I haven't even checked it out.
No, what was it? It was a retweet from Ricky Gervais, right?
Yes.
What did it say?
If you want a new best friend who will love you more than they love themselves, then just adopt a rescue dog.
Now, see, I think that's a good cause.
What are you doing on the Instagram page?
It doesn't really correlate with our branding.
We don't do that. Like, I know you like to bleed hearts over, you know, mistreated dogs. And who doesn't? But no, man.
See, I got pretty whacked on Sunday. Does it say what time that was tweeted out?
Okay.
This is 8:30 in the morning.
Does it really? No, for real.
No, it doesn't say.
Just click on it. It'll tell you. Just click on the actual post.
3:30 in the afternoon.
I was tanked drunk.
What the fuck is wrong with you, son?
3:30 in the afternoon.
You did send me. Hold on. I got a text from you at some point yesterday. Let me. A series of texts. I should say, yes.
Okay. But the lesson I learned is this drunk tweeting thing can turn out real bad.
It's not always fun.
So we're lucky we got away with me just putting out some sad story of, hey, get rescue dogs.
That's true. Hmm. You could have been like fat shaming hand planets or something.
Word.
Like, hey, get a hold of all these fat, these hand planets out there, huh, boys? Am I right?
Yeah.
Am I right?
But hold on.
Hey, I hate women. Yeah. Duh. Right. I'm so angry. I've been drinking all day. That's what happens, man. See, last Sunday.
There you go.
Went to brunch.
Again?
Brunched up 2 weeks in a row now.
What the fuck, man?
And I'm going to say, there's a place in Astoria called the Shady Lady that has fantastic brunch. It's all you can drink for $20.
That's not bad.
And the food's actually good. It's not general brunch fare.
Oh, they're not riding the free mimosa wagon to sell food.
No, the food's actually good.
Mm. No, but what can you...
like it's no shit. It's actually good food.
What can you drink though?
I think like Bloody Marys or or beer. Let's go. You can drink beer.
That's not bad.
So
fucking
it's like,
biz, all right.
Sign me up, shady lady. What up? Let's do this. I'm gonna get my $20 worth.
Shit, I might pass through next time.
I don't really like day drinking that much to be doing that every week.
Well, look who's better than everybody else.
I like nighttime drinking.
See, apparently. That's why I was a little bit lit at 3:30 in the afternoon on Sunday.
Fuck yeah!
And then tweeting out things about dogs. Like, oh, that dog looks sad.
That's a bit overly depressing. Don't put that on the page.
I still want to know what you meant by these. These are the texts I got from you.
Okay.
One tweet, text. Working social, also drink, drunk.
I know what the original one was. Was I was like really proud of myself. Look, Chris, I'm not screwing this up. I'm helping us out. I'm helping the show out. I'm doing all this shit you usually do, and we obviously take for granted. I was like really proud of myself. So I was like, hey, man, really killing it on Twitter right now. Oh, what time shit. Were those sent?
Let me check.
I think I was just misspelling words.
You have fucking spell check on the phone, right? Like,
I don't know.
This was at 6:30. You sent that.
Whoa,
series of text.
I was really whacked by then.
That seems like it should be nap time if you were this drunk. If you were drunk enough to be retweeting puppy pics at 3:30.
Oh, no, I kept going until I'd say around 11 o'clock. So
what
I was on about a 10 or 11 hour bender, end of the night, eating some delicious rotisserie chicken, pounding sangria. What are you laughing at, John?
Were you eating with your hands, man?
Yeah, it was not nice. It was sloppy.
So
it was sloppy. It was drunk. And Chris changed the password to all social media so I can't touch it.
Okay.
Because when I get messed up, I'm going to start sending out stupid things. You're lucky those texts were to you and not just tweeted out on our Twitter account, at HS Radio Show.
That's true.
I think the fans liked it, though.
You think so?
How many people liked it on it? Can you even like on Twitter? I don't.
Jesus, John. No, see, Johnny, I'm learning all about this now. You can favorite things. You can retweet them. You can comment on them.
People were very excited about the brunch day post with this Instagram photo attached to it.
Ooh.
Yes. After brunch, continue drinking.
This looks like a freshman college student's like a freshman
art
like
photo.
Art photo
does
project.
It?
Yes.
I'm gonna take that as a compliment.
Like
now what we're looking at is at our Instagram account at HS on Instagram, High Society Radio. High Society Radio on Instagram.
Yeah, the thing that's weird, it kind of looks like you were like sitting by the window drinking a Pabst and like
contemplating
life.
Shit.
No, I was just like,
some
hey.
Russian cigarettes here.
I was like, hey, after brunch, go listen to High Society Radio. New episode came up on Friday.
You had like a fucking Barney Gumble moment and shit.
What's that even mean, a Barney Gumble moment?
You ever seen when he made that short film about Don't Cry For Me and all that shit?
Oh, yeah.
Damn, that's sad, dude.
I thought it was actually being classy. Like, look, there's a tasty American beer. And a pack of indistinguishable cigarettes from parts unknown.
Because God, said they're Russian. I don't know where they're from, but
are they? I don't
that's
know.
What he said.
Gopak Joe sent them to me.
God bless you, Gopak Joe.
Oh, and Gopak Joe hit us up on Twitter. This at Gopak Joe, our buddy, hit us up on Twitter saying he got me some cigarettes. He was carrying around Paris.
Nice.
And I was like, "You're a good man, Gopak Joe. You're a good, goddamn, beautiful man. Thank you so much."
Fucking rotisserie.
Speaking
chicken.
Of which, Gopak Joe is also in the Patreon club.
He is
one of our Patreon supporters. If you go to our Twitter account at HS Radio Show, there's a link directly on the left hand side of it, right in our profile, that sends you to our Patreon account where you can donate to help the show out. Now, we've been getting some cash in, and we thank everyone. There's a new Patreon subscriber called Stephen P. Stephen P. You're a baller. You're such a baller. You can afford to give us money.
Fuck yeah, son.
Delco Trash actually started a second account so that he could give two different denominations. He gave us his original one, but then he just wanted another one so he can give us $4.20 a month.
Oh,
because the
69 shit,
cent a month thing inspired him.
I'm digging
that. I get it, Delco. Delco Trash is the man.
Hell yeah.
Delco will send me gambling tips every now and then.
All right.
And we have a special segment coming up later in the show with Bronx Johnny where he will lock up some gambling for you.
Is there production for it, or are we just going to play that ball and drop again?
There's no production for it.
We don't need production
but,
for that.
But yeah, there'll be some music. Don't worry. It'll be great.
All right.
That's coming up later. Bronx Johnny's gambling advice. But yeah, so back to the Patreon account. So if you, it's what? Patreon.com/High Society Radio,
yeah,
or just go to the link on our Twitter page. It's always there. And help donate. Now that people have been donating, we will be having t-shirts soon. So it's not like we're actually spending any of this money on ourselves. We're putting it back into the show.
That's how you do it.
Because look, we know how to live cheap, all right?
Yes, we do.
We've been doing it long enough.
That's why we have this dollar pizza party goal on here.
Maybe we can hire finally somebody to fucking manage our Twitter page because it's not going good. I'll say that.
I thought I was killing it up until the dog thing.
Overly depressed. Oh my God.
Yeah, so yeah, there's if we get to $500 donated, mm-hmm. we will throw a dollar pizza party. What's that mean? We're gonna buy a bunch of dollar pizzas with that $500 and a keg. And we're gonna throw a party for anyone who wants to come.
Hang with our buddies and shit.
Sure, yeah.
Be nice.
We'll eat some pizza, kill a keg, call it a day.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, and it's gonna start at 11 AM on a Sunday.
Oh God.
No, it's not.
All right, hold on. We're gonna go to the Patreon page. We're gonna change it to be Dollar Sunday.
Brunch?
Dollar Pizza Party Brunch Sunday Party.
We're not doing that. I'm changing all the passwords so you don't have access to this stuff.
No, I'm coming up with good ideas.
Listen, I know that there's no bad ideas when you're brainstorming.
That's true.
I get that.
Look, I'm sorry I retweeted Ricky Gervais, okay?
Yeah. All right.
Rescue dogs are a good cause.
But now you're talking about brunch parties.
Are we bringing like fucking rescue dogs to this event so people can pet them and see what they find?
We'll contact the rescue dog people and see if they want to team up with us.
It would be more expensive, but there is a place that I know that they throw a lot of pet stores will throw puppy parties for small children.
Yeah.
What?
They'll like you give the pet store
we're
like
doing that.
You give the pet store like $200 and they'll show up with a bunch of puppies that you can play with for a few hours.
I don't want to do that.
You don't like puppies?
Mm-mm.
And pizza?
I like puppies and pizza. I don't want no fucking kids around.
Puppy pizza party. You know, and they have to be kids. The pet store doesn't bring you children. A kid's birthday party, people do that.
But I'm saying, like, we could do that for our pizza party. Creeps doing that. We're all fucking adults.
I mean, who doesn't like a puppy?
Yeah, but like, how does that tie in with the brunch thing?
I don't think we should do a brunch thing. I don't like being awake that early.
I'll go with the man's fucking point of view on this one.
Look.
Get some bacon and egg pizzas. They do that now, you know?
No, it's dollar pizza. Look, if this Patreon account thing blows up like I'm thinking it is,
yeah,
and we get to this dollar pizza party goal, it's going to be cheese pizza. I'm letting everyone know right now.
No toppings?
No toppings. Extra cheese? Have you seen any dollar pizza place give toppings to any dollar slice? No, a dollar slice is a cheese slice.
Yeah.
There will be no pepperoni, no green peppers, no mushrooms. And Johnny, no egg.
I'm just saying.
God damn it. Unbelievable, man.
We can get rosemary and shit, though. They don't charge you for that.
Can people bring their own toppings and just put them on?
You know what? Sure. I'm not paying for it. I mean, this $500 will go quick. That's the goal. $500. We'll buy a bunch of dollar pizza pies and a keg.
I don't think it's a lot to ask.
Of an American light beer, I'm guessing, is going to be the cheapest thing at the
beer distributors. Kegs and are pretty cheap. And I'll get it wholesale from the bar.
All right, that's nice.
All right, let's get it here. Oh, see? Look, things are looking great now. We'll spend the rest of the money on Sherm. So anyone wants to get dusted with us at the dollar pizza party,
wink. That's not a good idea.
I think it's all coming together.
We can't have people all shermed up with all those puppies around. Somebody's going to get hurt.
Look, I think the puppies are going to get shit-canned. I don't think the puppies are the best idea. Right?
I think that's the best idea we've had so far. When you're talking about waking up early and smoking PCP, that doesn't sound great, like middle of the day, high on dust.
If anything, the mushrooms adds to the puppy experience. So it ties in pretty good,
actually. As the only person in this room who has smoked a decent amount of PCP, you don't want to be high on that during the day, especially if it's still summer and it's hot out.
What if you were eating a dollar slice at the time?
You definitely don't want to. I guess you could get some of that formaldehyde taste out of your mouth.
That's disgusting.
You but you don't even smoke Newports.
I'll smoke a Newport. Right. I was smoking a Newport yesterday, on last Sunday, all messed up drunk.
We'll get some double dip super soakers. We're going to light this party up.
I was like, this sweet menthol taste is really hitting the spot right now. I'm going to go on Twitter.
You got to use hundos, though. I know you don't really smoke hundos.
I'll smoke a Newport 100. I've never seen anyone actually not smoke a Newport non-100. Johnny, in the hood, does anyone buy Newport 9-100s?
I didn't even know they made that.
Rich people.
See?
Rich people?
Yeah.
I don't think they'd be smoking Newport, son.
But look, this goes back to Steve.
Some rich people smoke Newports.
Really?
This goes back to Stephen P. He's up on our Patreon. That's right, you're a baller.
Oh, we brought that back?
Yeah. Isn't that nice? Doesn't he feel good about himself now?
Yeah.
I feel good about him. Is that a weird thing to say?
You feel good about whoever you want, son.
All right, fine. All right, so I'm off the Twitter. Johnny, make sure that if you want to start running the Instagram, you should go right ahead.
I want to go for the gram. I want to do that, like the kids say. I want to be on the gram.
Because apparently I'm too artsy on the Instagram, because yeah, I posted a picture of a beer bottle and some foreign cigarettes.
I'll tell you right now, ain't no bitches on this show.
That picture, why does that make you a bitch?
I'm just saying, some of the shit you posted is kind of soft.
Yeah.
I posted two things. One, the only picture I could find of the three of us together. And two, the booze picture, because I was like, all right, I've been drinking. I guess I'll post a picture of booze.
Like that picture looked like you used the word ennui while you were taking it.
What word?
It's boredom in French.
See, I didn't know that.
Damn, son.
This is bad, bro.
What's bad? Your social media skills?
Yeah, it's a bit rough.
You are generally an internet hermit. Like, you just kind of lurk on 4chan.
Oh boy.
There's nothing wrong with lurking on 4chan.
There is.
I didn't say there was.
Someone took a 4chan post and said, like, what did the post say? Said, like, the post said something like to the effect of, "This is art."
Yeah, it said, art used to be something to cherish. Now, literally anything could be art. This post is art. And then it sold for $90,000.
They threw it up on eBay and went for 90 grand. Now, I doubt they're going to get that money because 4chan is good at trolling people and things. But someone did frame that. It went up to 90 grand. It was just a screenshot of a 4chan post.
Oh, yeah. I mean, somebody probably just bid 90 grand and it's not actually going to sell. It's just some dude off 4chan being a dick, right?
Yeah. Being some stupid dick, right?
I don't know. It's a pretty good troll. They got a lot of press off of it.
Yeah.
Does 4chan really need press, though?
If you 4chan, you probably don't want
press. If I was a random troll and my troll got picked up by, like, every gossip site and news outlet, I'd be pretty hyped.
All right. That makes sense. I think the guy who started 4chan, Moot, I think he used to live in my neighborhood, oddly enough.
Was it you?
No. Moot? I wish I was Moot. It'd be great. Like, hey, guys, you know Anonymous? Yeah.
These are my boys. That's who I roll with.
Yeah, right. You're listening to High Society Radio. We just spent 20 minutes talking about our awesome social media presence, or at least.
Well, you know what it is? People want social media from you. I get messages for you constantly on all these things.
Really?
Yeah, I don't really forward them to you because I know you don't want to hear about it.
I never. All right, so people are trying to contact me and you're not giving them.
If they were going to give you something for free, I would forward you the message.
Right,
but
now you're making. Oh, okay. I just assumed.
There's something I thought you would care about. If they were like, hey, I got booze for Stanley, I'd send it over to you.
See, I just assumed anyone who contacts you just wants to give me free things.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Hey, I found a bunch of old Adderalls in my closet. Can I send them over? Yes. Go right ahead, sir. Listen, pills never expire with this guy.
Word up.
They get weaker, though, right? Drugs get weaker?
I don't think that's true.
No?
They just put a date on it?
I have definitely eaten, like, some 8-year-old Vicodin.
And did the job?
Yeah.
All right. Mm. I feel that. I'm loving it.
So Johnny sent me this email earlier.
Okay.
Apparently, he's getting into men's rights.
I'm not getting into
the men's rights movement.
Oh, my God.
Nice. Wait. To be
he
fair.
Sent me a Vice article about women involved in the men's rights movement.
Yeah.
Don't tell me you're being serious about men's rights.
Because you do realize that we're probably going to get labeled a terrorist organization if we participate in this.
I'm not saying participate. I'm just saying read up on what's going on out there in the fucking world. That's a fucking thing. It's like, it's good to know that like guys.
But men's rights is basically like anti-feminist.
It's not anti-feminist. It actually is an anti-feminist. It's pretty dumb because it's the same kind of tactics that people give feminist shit about, but
yeah.
just
men
put on to men.
Yeah.
Like, whatever. A topic that they would cover, perhaps, is.
Well, like, take back the night? What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, kind of like, yeah.
Well, who's raping men in the middle of the night if
they're
you're not in prison?
It might be happening. They're not reporting it. That's the thing. Men don't do a lot of that shit.
Well, I think one of the women in the video, she made the point. She's like, well, who really hasn't marital raped their husband when they were drunk? One of these girls said this.
It's women talk right there for men. Makes a lot of sense, right?
Johnny, why are you getting caught up into this?
I'm just reading about it. I haven't joined yet. I'm just reading on it.
Sounds like you're signed up to a newsletter.
Sounds good. You know, a dude.
You're starting down a bad path.
I'm going to tell you down right now.
Johnny's just writing for Return of Kings right now.
No, I'm not.
Chris is already a crazy fringe libertarian. I don't need you becoming a men's right activist.
I'm just saying. If a woman hits you, you can't do shit about it, right?
Yeah, because she's a girl and it probably didn't hurt.
Why is that right, though? That's all they're saying.
Listen,
I kind of agree with that.
We can't start over legislating on every group. Like, I get one of the things that they pulled up, which I actually was okay, like, you know that any. they will never sit a child next to a single man on a plane because they just assume that all men are pedophiles on all airlines.
I didn't even know that. That's crazy. It's like,
so that is that a real rule?
That is a thing, yeah.
Holy shit, look at that.
I think it's great. If I was a
what
single,
the fuck?
No, if I was like a single dude on an air, if I was traveling
happy,
by myself,
it's a great rule. It does have an accidental benefit.
The last thing I want to do is be sit next to a child. Children are annoying.
So men,
and not because I can't control myself from touching them. I don't want to. I just don't like being around children because they're annoying.
But they have told dudes that the reason why it caught some steam that story is because they did they kicked a guy off the plane because there was no other seats for him. And they couldn't have him sitting next to a child.
Oh, wow.
See that shit?
No one could. They couldn't just move things around a little bit? They couldn't make a little shuffle there?
You know, but you know, some airlines, you've flown like some airlines, but whoever's working on the plane is just a douche.
Yeah. Shout out to JetBlue.
I've never had a problem with JetBlue, actually.
Yeah.
I like to get their more room seats, so you get more leg room. That's
sure.
That's what I do.
So yeah, you want
slight
spread out
charge, but you know, I like a little space on an airplane.
Can't hurt, buddy, you know?
Yeah, it's true. But yeah, so you're not going to meetings, right, John?
No, I don't even know if they have a New York chapter. I got to look into that.
They definitely do. Hopefully. It's called NAMBLA.
It's not the same fucking
men's
thing.
Rights and pedophiles are the same thing.
I don't know.
You don't think that's kind of fucked up?
I read on Jezebel that NAMBLA and men's rights activists are the same thing.
There's no fuck on Jezebel, you piece of shit.
He likes to read Jezebel. What's the big deal?
Yeah, I like being angry in the morning. It's better than coffee.
You're just fucking a traitor to your agenda, son. That's what
you are. I'm not a traitor to my gender.
I read the article. I know how this shit works.
I watched the entire video because you sent it to me. You were like, this is a great article, man.
I read the article. I couldn't see the videos.
Did you see the part where they made the guy who's like one of the head guys in the movement look like a jackass?
I couldn't see the videos.
Oh, towards the end, they're like, they mentioned the name of some post. It was like a provocative name, like why you should never give your wife. He's like, well, that's like an older post. They're like, it's from March 2014. And they just put like, you know, it is like Return of Kings, like that website that we shitted on hard. Like they put up 35 signs you're dating a whore.
All right, hold on.
A woman wrote that one, right? Wasn't that one of the chicks that wrote that one?
Oracle Z? I don't know.
I thought that was with a chick.
Oracle, the author of this article is Oracle Z. Are they in the Matrix? Are they in the Nebuchadnezzar?
I hope so.
Are they living in Zion?
I just think as a man, we're losing kind of rights.
Go back to the, what was it? 35 signs the girl you're dating is a whore.
Yeah. There you go.
All right. So this place, I guess they're just being their BuzzFeed for misogynists.
It's pretty much, yeah.
So what are some signs of the woman you're dating is a whore, in their words?
She immediately warms up to you and emits coy sexual vibes once she learns of your well-to-do background. Sometimes she downright pursues you. So if a woman finds out that, you know,
you're loaded.
No, that you have a decent job and then fucks you.
Yeah.
Gold
digger. She is clearly a whore.
I don't know if she's...
According to these guys.
She's not a whore. She has terrible self-esteem.
Makes her a whore.
She constantly reminds you of the things that she's done for you. So clearly, every girl is a whore.
That's a whore tactic.
Oh, God. Sorry, there is a market for this, obviously.
Yeah, I mean,
that's why it exists. This website exists.
But it is...
This is terrible.
They had like 300 people show up.
What
to
else? Well, the thing that annoys me is this is what it would annoy me from Jezebel. You know, or one of these feminist websites. And this is just the counterpoint to it. So there's just to removing logic from any
hold
equation.
Hold on, John. So you're saying that these guys are being meta or something? That they're
no, I don't think they're doing it on purpose. I think they're just like, what's good for the goose is good for the gander kind
That's
of shit. And they're just like, but you don't realize that this is what you hate from the other side. You're just doing it. You know what I mean?
No, but in part of the article, they do say at some point, we're just doing it.
Listen,
just
it's like when two politicians use negative ads and they're like, well, he uses negative ads. Well, he uses negative ads. Like, okay, so you're both dicks.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
so you guys are coming out for, what is the name of this website?
I'm not for it. This is Johnny's segment.
It's not.
This is Men's Rights Moments with John Bronx Johnny.
You guys are breaking my heart. What else is the next? What's the next one?
This is just a weird one. She is known by multiple names among people. Her guy friends call her with different names, or she asks you to address her by a name which is not her real name.
She has nicknames?
Also, she has multiple
names.
Cell numbers. I would.
Yeah, that's some whole shit.
I would
right
say
there,
she's a drug dealer then.
No.
Yeah, she could be a prostitute. I mean,
no. Or a prostitute, or literally a prostitute.
An escort. There you go.
What else?
She tends to have jobs working late nights.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So she could be a bartender. Yeah.
Hey, look at that waitress. She's working at a place that waitresses that need waitresses. Must be a whore.
Yeah.
She works for tip. Whore.
There you go.
God damn it. What doesn't make a woman a whore? people are scumbag assholes. What
female
else?
Female circumcision. I heard that.
Stop it. What's, what's the next one?
She tends to schedule sex once you've become intimate.
Yeah, that's kind of whack, son.
It sounds like you're just in a bad relationship.
Yeah, that just sounds terrible.
Yeah. Next. What's the next one? This thing's making me crazy.
Well, this one, she speaks out in favor of prostitution and admires famous prostitutes of lore. I don't know that there are, I mean, Mary Magdalene, is there other, like, lore? I think of lore as, like, very old-timey.
Marilyn Monroe's prostitute-ish.
No, no, she wasn't a prostitute.
She fucked a lot of dudes. That don't make,
that doesn't make her a prostitute.
That don't make a whore, though?
No, no.
All right. Fantastic.
You really love this men's right crap, don't
it's
you?
Making a little bit of sense.
I feel sick. What's next? What's next in this crap?
She has very successful friends who are quite old for her age group.
That, so she has older friends?
Older. I would assume that they're talking about older male friends.
All right. Yeah. That
doesn't make you a whore.
Like a sugar daddy. That's what they mean.
Here's one.
So then why don't they say she has a sugar daddy?
Here's one that's going to really annoy you, though. She's had a surprisingly quick promotion and salary hike in a short period, or her new boss is someone she met in her previous workplace.
So they're just saying...
So women who network and are good at their jobs...
Are just blowing dudes. That's what networking... That's their code word for networking. So they're just whoring them, their vaginas out to for money.
That's what the article said.
All right. I feel sick. Thank you for bringing this garbage onto the show,
Johnny. No, that wasn't the shit I sent him. He fucking linked
well,
it
this
up.
Well, this is the type of people... Now, that are associated with what you're talking
it a
about.
Bit. Not really.
No, these are the dudes. These are if these guys don't know what men's rights are,
no.
If they saw it, they'd be all for it. They'd be like, oh my God, I can't believe they're like-minded people. These guys are almost neo-Nazis.
But the article was kind of showing that the women are in that movement too. So it's like, you know.
These people are Nazis, Johnny. I not even neo. I mean, I'm talking old school. Third Reich. All right? Germany, baby. No, I'm not talking skinheads. These guys are Nazis. Okay. They're dudes who moved to Brazil and Argentina. Nazis.
You travel
women
a hate, lot.
Women hating Nazis.
Here's the shit, though. You travel a lot, right?
Oh, I'm all over the place, John.
So let's say one day you're on a fucking plane or whatever, and a little boy says next to you, like, sir, you got to get off.
Okay.
Here's the room. You ain't going to be mad about that?
Hold on.
You're going to just sit and take it?
This one is ridiculous. She talks highly of a particular country and has a lot of information about it without actually living there. And then, hold on, they clarify a little. This is more accurate if she's poor. Her knowledge comes from the knowledge imparted to her from her customer who's been there or hails from there.
Oh, shit.
So
wow.
This is actually a list that you're dating a prostitute inadvertently.
Yeah, that's pretty fucking bad.
Wait, is that the list? Or
wait, go up. I think you read that wrong, nigga.
No, it says right here. 35 signs the girl you're dating is a whore.
That she is. Oh.
But do they mean, like, is literally a prostitute or just whorish?
That's what I thought.
It's like, I think it's both, but I think it's also prostitution.
Oh, you're actually terribly. What site is this?
Return of Kings.
Oh, boy.
Is this a problem where you need 35 signs to realize that the girl you're dating is a prostitute?
Yeah, I think you'd only need three.
Yeah, she comes home with an STD. And her mouth always smells like bleach.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
Like, you really only need those two.
And she gets a promotion at a job she just started.
Yeah, no, so I think this is actually, like, whorish behavior plus... wait, that this girl you're dating is an escort.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're a moron for not realizing. Yeah, you're literally the stupidest person ever.
But if you got it for free, I mean, maybe you got over a little... Yeah.
Sure, yeah, what? I see what you're saying.
Yeah. If you're not paying, yeah, you know what I mean? If she's a high-class prostitute and she charges a lot and you're getting that shit for free...
If she's a high-end escort...
Like you're a pimp,
who's banging dudes, like, has, like, clients or whatever during the day. Like, she says she has a day job, but she's just banging, like, you know, rich dudes during the day. But, you know, you're her boyfriend. Yeah, you are getting over, because those guys are paying them, guess what, so let's say $2,000 an hour.
You know for that? Yeah, I guess.
You know what we should have on as a guest? It'll be interesting because some of these things are weird and some of these guys didn't know. I've had a few friends that like drove girls like for escort services. Yeah. One of them was like kind of running one for. We should have those guys on at some point to just talk about that.
Sure, yeah, definitely.
That would definitely, because like some of the stuff they would tell me, there was one dude who didn't, like, it was a white girl, black, her boyfriend was black, and he didn't mind her fucking all the dudes she wanted as long as she didn't fuck any other black guys.
Oh, wow. That's
and then a
weird.
Lot of them just thought that these girls were strippers. It was really interesting.
Wow.
Some of the cover stories that went on.
You know, Johnny, you brought this garbage to the show.
I didn't fucking link that.
But those guys should have had this list. It would have been good.
But now you have another segment. This is a Johnny heavy day today.
Thank God.
Very good.
That's what the fans want. They're clamoring more Bronx Johnny.
Yeah, you fucking
they want us to bring
today,
sex extravaganza.
Here, all right, so here's Bronx Johnny's. This segment's going to last, what, 3-4 weeks?
Oh, yeah. 3 weeks, 4 weeks tops.
Yeah. Here we go. It's Bronx Johnny's preseason NFL betting locks.
With it.
Your locks?
Fucking can't lose, son.
Wow.
Put the rent money up. I'm
going to roll over my IRA.
So, Johnny, you came to me and said, look, I want to start doing this for the rest of the season because NFL preseason just started last week.
Yep. Hall of Fame game.
It was the Hall of Fame game, Giants-Bills, and you're like, I want to give people locks for the preseason football.
Mad degenerates out there. We got to do it. Got to take care of our listeners.
Now, I didn't know a lot of people bet much on preseason since you don't know what's going to happen.
Motherfuckers bet on the Royal Rumble. There's a bet line for everything, son. You know this.
A few years ago, I picked every WrestleMania win. I did actually make some money.
There you go.
So you want to give people advice on what they should bet this preseason weekend.
Fuck yeah, son.
Because this is the first full preseason game. Yesterday, there were some games on Thursday yesterday.
Yeah.
Now there's some games on tonight and Saturday. Now you're going to, all right, I'm going to give you the game.
Okay.
And you give me what the lock is. Okay, this is preseason football. I don't know how you're going to tell how many points are going to be scored or even know what's going to happen in the games. It's really the first full weekend of preseason. In my opinion, this is impossible to call.
We'll see.
All right. First game, Saturday, 8:30 p.m., Houston Texans at the Arizona Cardinals. Cardinals are favored by 2.5. They're -2.5. That's the line.
Take the Cardinals.
And why?
And they got Larry Fitzgerald. Gets 3 plays in, guaranteed 1 touchdown.
So you say he's going to be in the game for 3 plays, and then he's going to score once.
That's all you need.
And I'm guessing the Texans aren't even going to score at all. It'll just be a 7-0.
J.J. Watt's not going to play on defense either, so they should be fine.
All right, so Cardinals, lock it up. -2.5.
Take the points.
At -2.5, take the Cardinals this Saturday. It's a Saturday night game. Everyone's exciting.
Man. Prime time, baby.
All right. The 7:30 game on Saturday is the Cleveland Browns at the Detroit Lions.
It's going to be a shootout.
The Lions are -1.
What?
Lions are -1. It's in Detroit. Browns at Lions.
Got to go with Johnny Football, son.
Does Johnny Football play during this preseason game?
He gets 4 snaps.
How many touchdowns?
2 touchdowns.
Holy sh! And you're saying take? Wait, who'd you say? Take the Lions?
No. Take the Browns.
Take the Browns at +1.
Mm-hmm.
So give me them points. Is what you're saying?
Run with it.
I just copped a Jim Brown throwback. She was hot. Seriously.
You're so behind the times. You can't be getting Jim Brown. So you don't know anything about football, Chris. You can't be getting Jim Brown throwbacks. You got to get current Johnny Football.
Get some Manziel.
I got it because I like the movie Original Gangsters.
Throw that money up. All right, so you're saying Johnny Football, 2 touchdowns, plays in the game.
4 fucking plays. 2 of them shits go for touchdowns.
And you say betting everything on this.
Mm-hmm.
So, first pick is you're taking the Cardinals at home, -2.5 against the Texans.
They're
going to cover.
Fitzgerald, 1 TD.
With a Fitzgerald touchdown, they will cover it. You're saying the Browns on the road against the Lions, +1. Now, +1, they could go either way. It's a pick 'em, basically.
Yeah, but you go with Johnny Manziel. He won't let you down.
Jesus Christ.
4 plays, 2 TDs. Maybe a rushing.
I can't wait to see what your win percentage is going to be next week.
It's going to be awesome.
We're gonna revisit this because I'm betting money on all these games.
I wasn't supposed to be writing this down, right? I didn't.
No. These things are going to be burning everyone's brain.
Okay.
Well, this is Bronx Johnny's preseason locks. Bronx Johnny doesn't bet. This is you only bet preseason, right?
Only. That's when you see the Hunger Kids, dude.
I thought you were doing fantasy this year.
We'll get into that in a little bit because I have to talk to Johnny about fantasy football.
Okay.
This is our sports break on High Society Radio.
Got to do that.
Preseason gambling and fantasy. All right. Last game.
Mm-hmm.
I'm only going to ask you to pick 3.
3 is fine.
It's a game happening tonight. We air at 7 p.m. on morelikeradio.com, High Society Radio. We're over at 8. At 8 o'clock, the Philadelphia Eagles at the Chicago Bears, your favorite team.
Oh, boy.
The Bears are favored -1. They're in Chicago. This is another pick 'em, basically. It's Eagles or Bears.
Go with the Bears.
Okay.
Take the over.
Oh, let me tell you what the over is. I didn't even tell you, but you're just saying take the over. The over is 40. The over is 40.
Oh, fuck yeah, take the over, son.
All right, so I'm doubling down on this. I'm taking the Bears at minus one.
Uh-huh.
And I'm taking the over in the game two at 40.
Run with it.
Jesus Christ.
Jay Cutler, four TDs, five plays.
In a preseason game. So he's just hitting one bomb after another.
He don't give a fuck. It's Jay Cutler, son.
I mean, what if he like dumps off to Forte in one of those things? You think Forte just runs it, takes it to the house?
Probably. It's the Eagles defense. Ain't nobody scared of them. And it's in Chi-Town. Shootout, son.
Another shootout.
Well, it's Chicago, but.
Well, there's a shootout every day in Chicago. All right, so to recap everyone, Bronx Johnny's preseason NFL locks. He's taking the Cardinals at minus 2.5 on Saturday night at 8:30 p.m. against the Texans.
Fitzgerald all day, son.
Or at least for one play. Yeah. Then you're taking the Browns at plus one against the Lions again
Johnny
on
football.
Saturday. Johnny Football gets two touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, the game tonight, that if you're listening to this live on More Like Radio.
It's the big money game.
This game is going on in about a half hour. So you have time to get to your bookie.
Oh, yeah.
You have time to go online and make those bets. Chicago Bears, take them. Minus one, and take the over at 40.
That's how you start an undefeated season, son.
And that's how you just
demolish.
You start making that money. Just killing it. This is a great start to an NFL preseason, really.
Oh, yeah. This is how you know where the men are and where the boys play.
All right. I like this new segment. I'm sad that it's going to end. You know, like, we only have, 4 weeks of preseason?
Yeah,
what is
just
it?
About.
There's like 30 days left until.
Yeah, to official start. I think they start first games first week of September.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Seattle, New Orleans.
God damn, Johnny.
It's going to be fun, son.
Well, I hope all of our listeners are prepared to make a lot of money.
Can't wait to go to dinner with your winnings. It's going to be nice.
Yeah,
you
I will bet.
Yeah.
I will bet these games.
You
trust
got
me.
Son. Fucking locks.
It's preseason. It's preseason locks.
Fine.
All right. I'm not playing fantasy football this season.
Thank God.
But this is your first season doing fantasy?
Yep.
Just so I can sort of live vicariously through you, can I help you manage your team?
Watch me make my picks. No, players.
Do you have a draft party set up?
I'm going to one, yeah.
All right. Can I come with you? When is it?
Last Sunday before the season starts.
Can I come with you? Let me just throw this
Skype?
Out there.
You got Skype?
No, no, I have to be there with you. I want to go to the party
Skype.
With you.
I can record it and put it on the gram.
No.
Watch the video on the gram. You Vine, bro?
No, I don't Vine, bro. Look,
you're not running the Vine account?
There's a Vine the account? Damn it.
I thought you were going to run the Instagram and the Vine accounts.
No, Johnny's running the Instagram account now.
Oh,
it's all right. A good time.
All right. Let me just throw this out there.
Go ahead.
Just hear me out.
Mm-hmm.
Co-managers.
That don't fucking work.
Co-managers. No. Like, you make some decisions and I make some decisions.
This ain't no democracy.
Hey, I think we should take Larry Fitzgerald in the third round, dude. I think it's going to be big for us.
What happened the last time you won a fantasy league?
Oh, I've just tanked horribly. I'm a terrible fantasy. But I'm feeling good this year. And if it's co-manager, I mean, you get to make some decisions and I get to make some decisions.
That don't work for me. All right, let's say we got a first pick. Who'd you take?
I'm going to have to take Peyton, bro.
Really?
Johnny Football?
No, hell no. I don't even think he's going to start this year.
He's going to throw four touchdowns or whatever.
That's preseason.
Or two touchdowns.
Brian Hoyer's just chilling. Talking to Brady on the phone. Sexton, whatever they do.
I really want to just get a little taste. Because I don't, you haven't been in fantasy football yet. This is your first year doing it.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to ruin your Sundays. You're going to wish it was preseason again. We're just making money. Killing it.
Hand over fist.
Oh, God, yeah.
The shit with that is like...
I think you guys said the exact same sentence 2 weeks ago.
No.
I'm just saying, I'd bring you on. It's not that, you know...
Co-managers.
You cool. I would bring you on, but you got shit for picks, bro. You
Trust
can't have me,
me
out here looking out in fantasy football looking bad. So, cause people talk shit.
Do they have a fantasy horse racing league? You'd probably be really good at that.
It's something else I could lose money at.
Pick them ponies, B. You ain't picking no football players, though.
This hurts my feelings, dude.
You my dude.
We'll just play your own fantasy league.
You want to do baseball fantasy league? I can get you one of those.
Too much. Too much time involved. Every goddamn day with just worrying about working rosters. Screw that.
I got a feeling man's going to get hurt anyway this year. That's why I'm kind of
You think
like,
so?
Yeah, he's due.
So we should take him, right?
No, well, not with the first pick.
And when we have the first pick.
Yeah.
So we take him, and then we trade him off, like before the season even starts. Get, like, some nice running backs or whatever, you know?
Why would I do that? I can just pick a good quarterback. It's a quarterback league anyway.
Look, what are you going to do? Just take Jay Cutler? Let me guess. Just take Brandon Marshall, first pick?
No. Aaron Rodgers,
first pick, huh?
I think he's going to have a good fucking year, man.
You think he is Aaron Rodgers?
No, but, like, he got hurt last year. I'm saying this year he's going to bounce back. I think AP's going to have a good year, too. McCoy, doing his shit. But Sproles might take away numbers.
Whatever, dude. Whatever.
I know you're an Andrew Luck guy, so you look like an Andrew Luck kind of guy.
I love Andrew. No, I love Andrew Luck. He's a dope-ass beard.
Yeah, he does.
I try to, like, trim my beard in the Andrew Luck
You
sense.
Could grow that shit out. You got to just, like, shave it down a little bit more. You look like him.
He has a straight-up neck beard. It's crazy looking. Chris, look up Andrew Luck beard.
It's a badass beard. It works.
It's a terrible-looking beard.
He gets bitches with that beard.
He gets bitches because he's the starting quarterback of the Indianapolis Colts.
Or you do have a point. A.O. Indy Bros.
He's pretty Amish-looking.
It's an Amish beard. It's a neck beard.
But that's not a bad beard. You've seen worse, I'm pretty sure, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
when
I
grew
have been
one.
To Williamsburg, yeah, and his beard was pretty terrible.
Yeah, it was horrible.
Yeah, you see?
I knew a kid who currently has a merman beard.
What the fuck?
Yeah, just like coming down the sides. He looks like Neptune or something.
Neptune wasn't a merman, he was a god.
Yeah, but, you know, you got what I was thinking. He's got of the sea.
Those goddamn swirly mustaches will come back. Some people
I hate
it
those. I really hate those. I hate that,
dude.
Like, the Dick Dastardly fucking Snidely
but some people can pull
shit.
Them shits off. It's mad maintenance and shit. You want to grow out your beard, son?
No.
Mustache? Do something with your mustache.
No, I'm going to get a haircut, and my barber's going to trim down my beard tomorrow.
Seriously, let's all grow beards, right?
No, I'm not
taking a vacation from ourselves, like on Seinfeld.
Take a vacation from ourselves.
Come on, bro.
They grew mustaches. I'm definitely not growing a mustache.
You have a mustache now.
Yeah, it's accompanied by a beard.
When I shaved my beard off, I rocked a mustache for like 2 days. It was horrible looking.
Yeah, I'm really not used to it either, son. I got some dirty looks on that one.
I look like a real creep. Like, no one. They would definitely not sit a child next to me on a plane.
Did you get it thin or did you leave it thick, though? They say that makes
I left
a difference.
It thick.
Yeah, I would think more like scummy would be thin mustache, though. Right?
Like a John Waters mustache?
Yeah, that's a creepy looking dude. Excellent point, actually.
I think that
John Waters is the dude, though.
No, John Waters
cool
is the man.
Guy.
And I think his look is that just his. Like he there is a John Waters mustache because no one else has that mustache, you know?
No, yeah, people have that mustache.
Yeah, but
not the way he rocks it, though.
They'll have that mustache, but like that guy's a John Waters mustache. Like that mustache, that
Isn't
look
it's
is
called
the
a pencil mustache.
But no, it's the John Waters mustache.
No, it's the John Waters. Pencil and John Waters is different. Like that John Waters is thin, but it has like a little curve to it. A fucking pencil one is just straight thin. Look like a little triangle peak.
Like the pencil mustache. Like, it's only been rocked,
Vincent
really?
Vincent Price, motherfucker.
Yeah, it's a similar mustache.
No, it's not.
We're discussing men's facial hair. This is a new low.
There's nothing wrong
it's
with
not
that.
A new low. People talk about facial hair all the time.
Look, that's a whole
here's
lot of
Here's an old
difference.
Picture of John Waters, and here's Vincent Price. It's a similar mustache.
Yeah, but John Waters, darker. Like, John Waters has been the only guy rocking that for so long, it's now,
it's just
I think,
his,
it could
yeah.
be called right. the John Waters
but
mustache.
But you do realize that there's a bunch of, when I put pencil mustache into Google Images, a bunch of pictures of John Waters comes up.
Yeah, but it's, a, and if you, it's John, it's that's why it's because it's, the pencil mustache is so associated with John Waters, it'd be called the John Waters mustache.
It's not, he's not Hitler, it's not a Hitler mustache.
It's a John Waters mustache. Again, it's the Nazis. That's twice Nazis have been brought up.
I'm just saying. Well, you brought it up the first time.
Yeah, you the only one bringing it up.
I'm just saying. It's in the zeitgeist.
I'm saying John Waters was never Time Man of the Year.
Who was Time Man of the Year?
Hitler. Twice.
Really?
Yeah.
You're bullshitting.
Oh, wait,
he got
yeah.
it once. I thought
1944
he got it
once. And 1977 for some reason.
Because he killed himself?
In 77, yeah, Johnny.
I don't know.
Oh, there was a video of David Guetta, the DJ, going around online last week, and you can take it back to the front of it, Chris. You guys, okay. It's 40 seconds long. If you just search like David Guetta
what
Tomorrowland, it comes up.
Fuck is
David Guetta's a big time DJ.
Yeah,
and here he is at Tomorrowland. What do you guys think of? People were freaked out by this, by the way. You can play. So here is Guetta. So it's just him at his DJ stand, and there's, like, pictures of the crowd, and people are freaking out and losing it.
It's like orange shit spiraling around him.
Sure, yeah. And here, and that was just like a...
He's got his beats on.
And here he's just staring at the out of the crowd.
That dude is on Mad Molly. Look at that dude.
Oh, man.
Oh, this is just a shitty...
Wow, he's fucking dilated like a son of a bitch.
But yeah, so I'm going to take the music down because someone just threw in some bad music to it. Or not bad music, but just some stupid video.
Oh, shit.
So David Guetta is just staring out in the crowd, just like flipping knobs on the...
He revealed that he clearly wasn't doing anything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
People were so freaked out over this for no reason.
Yeah, everybody knows that these guys aren't doing anything.
They aren't.
If Paris Hilton and Sasha Grey can do a thing well, then they're Sasha not was, actually doing
I
something.
Sasha was all right on fucking Wheels of Steel and shit.
Is that what you call
Yeah, she was pulling in her crates of records. She was pulling them out of her gaping asshole before she played them.
Oh, look at you, Chris. Go for the obvious shit, son.
Woman hater. You belong on...
What do you mean?
Woman hater.
Sasha Grey likes to gape her asshole. It's empowering.
God. Oh, word. Speaking of, you know fucking John Gunn from the Guardians of the Galaxy? He actually worked with her before. You remember those stupid, they're kind of porn, but they're not?
Skinamax?
No, but they, like, it was like a fucking parody of porn. Like, he would be like, oh, hey, do you need help with your car and shit? And he'd be talking to a porn star.
Okay.
And he'd actually help him with the car. That was the gimmick. He was actually in one of those. He used to direct them with his brothers and shit.
Nice. Oh,
that's pretty funny.
You saw Guardians of the Galaxy?
Shit was fantastic.
It was good?
Tim, I was going to ask you if you want to go see that after this. I've been trying to go see
it. We can go again. I haven't seen it like that. I can go watch it again, son.
Can we see it in 3D?
I did see it in 3D already.
I want to see it in 3D, though.
It's downtown. I'll take you to Magic Johnson on 125th.
I'll buy you a popcorn.
You saw it uptown? How was that?
I didn't know they had summer
camps. Were people chanting Bautista?
Oh, no. There was a little fucking camp behind us, the kids and shit.
Oh, God, that sounds awful.
They kept fucking repeating all the shit from the commercial. Like, verbatim.
Like what?
What was it Rocket Raccoon said? Fucking some shit about when he had his bazooka. He was like, yeah, some shit.
Yeah.
They fucking set it on. It was like watching a sing-along at one point.
Oh, my God.
And there was no reason to have that movie in 3D. There wasn't nothing fucking special about it like that.
There's no reason to put any movie in 3D.
But, no, what you call that shit with the blue people was all right.
Avatar?
No, Smurfs. That shit was all right.
That was in 3D? What are you talking about? But now, Guardians of the Galaxy was good?
That shit, best movie I've seen all year, son.
Did seeing it in Harlem make it worse or better?
Made it a lot worse. It made it a lot worse.
It's starting to sound racist, guys.
Not at all. White people there. The white people were the ones that got on my fucking nerves at the end. They actually stood.
Man, fucking white people.
After
right?
fucking, at the end when they had that Marvel, you know how all Marvel movies have a spoiler at the end of the movie?
Yeah, and that's the new, yeah.
They were complaining, oh, man, and like, I can't, cause you guys know who's at the end of this shit, right?
All right, first of all, spoiler alert for anyone who hasn't seen Guardians of the Galaxy, because Johnny's going to talk about what happens at the end of it. So,
at the end of the movie, it's the scene, there's the cut scene after the movie.
So fast forward like 2 minutes. The show's almost over anyway. All right, so what happens, what's the scene at the end?
The collector dude, and at the end, when you see one of his collections, like Howard the Duck. And he's like cracking on him with some shit.
Wait, what? Collector dude? What are you talking about?
There's a guy in there that was like, he's a fucking collector. He collects like fucking artifacts and all kinds of shit. Howard the Duck was one of his possessions and shit.
It was the collector. Name of the character is the collector.
No, not that one, no. Benicio del Toro's playing him. I couldn't hear who the fuck he was.
Wait, Benicio del Toro's in this movie?
Yeah, man.
Who's he play?
Apparently he's playing the collector.
Who's
the collector?
He's a cosmic being who collects...
Not that one. He's somebody else, though. He's like...
Really? So there's another Marvel character? I think I know a little bit more about this than you.
I'm not... His name's not... He was just collecting shit. I'm calling him a collector. I didn't fucking get his name because there's fucking kids behind me. John C. Reilly's in it. Glenn Close. Pretty good cast.
I just put the collector in, and it says Benicio Del Toro's playing the collector.
And so the big reveal was Howard the Duck?
That's what it was. I don't know if they're going to reboot it or whatever.
No, that's what they call like an Easter egg. In these like Marvel movies that like all right in the first Thor movie at one point when they're showing like a treasure chest in Asgard the Infinity Gauntlet is in like one of the piles of like gold or something.
Oh, nice.
So they just throw
stuff like that in there. Like when there was an alien skull in the second Predator movie?
2.
Yeah. They just do things like that. So they probably just had the old Howard the Duck. I don't think they're gonna bring Howard the Duck back.
I don't know. They had Seth Green voicing him and shit.
Wait, Howard the Duck spoke in this movie?
Yeah.
Oh, now I'm hyped. I'm going to go see this.
What?
I don't know, man. I don't want to see that.
Look this up online. I don't trust Johnny. Look up Howard the Duck, Guardians of the Galaxy.
You do that.
And he talked.
He talked to fucking Benicio del Toro's collector character.
Howard the Duck, Crash, Guardians of the Galaxy's end scene. It's the first thing that comes up.
Holy shit.
I love the Howard the Duck comic books. I'll tell you that right now. They're great.
I recently watched the movie. Like, maybe not recently, but a couple months ago.
How'd you like it?
See, the guy who created it also put this other comic called Destroyer Duck out.
Mm.
But he couldn't call him Howard, you see. Came out in another company.
Like, he came out before fucking DuckTales, right? I knew DuckTales
before.
Duck
came out like the 60s. Yeah, but I mean, obviously, he came out before Donald Duck. He's just a talking duck.
Yeah, but it was, And then you had those fucking comic book nerds. It just, it didn't feel right. I was like,
Oh, man.
Shit was gentrified. I didn't want to see no gentrified fucking movie theater.
Howard Duck, huh?
Yeah, he's in it.
Weird.
We need to talk about the brain hacking. Now the show's over. I want to talk about this.
We'll talk brain hacking next week.
You're talking about fantasy football for like 20 minutes.
Look, Johnny wanted to make bets.
You got
to
fucking get into it, son.
I'm not.
Stop being a girl.
He'll never get it.
Hey, I work on Sundays.
And what the fuck that mean? I go to church on Sundays.
No, you don't.
I don't.
That's a fucking button line.
Oh, God. Well, hopefully everyone has some good bets. The Chicago Philly game's coming on. Wherever you are. If you're listening to this live, the Chicago Philly game's coming on right now.
Enjoy the greatest show on grass, B.
Okay.
Putting up them points.
And follow us on Twitter, at HS Radio Show. Follow us on Instagram, High Society Radio on Instagram. Go to our Patreon page. We're going to be making all sorts of great crap. Hey, you'll be able to get a t-shirt very soon. That's right.
That'll be on Amazon.
High Society Radio swag, dog. Or donate to our dollar pizza party. That's going to be a brunch party now. I moved it up.
Fuck yes.
I moved it up 12 hours.
I like it.
I don't want to do that.
You have to take a day off from work and just hang.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
You want to do brunch?
No, I don't want to wake up in the daytime and start drinking and eating pizza.
Sounds great, actually.
Oh, because you've never done that, right?
No.
Oh, look who's better than us.
I'm not better than you.
Look who won't eat pizza and drink.
Why don't we just have a party at night like adults? I don't know.
Oh, adults don't drink during the day.
That's what I'm saying.
They don't have pizza parties in the middle of the day. You know who does that? Kindergartners.
It's a pizza slash keg party.
You've never been to an office party before. Usually it involves pizza and shit. Like midday.
I never worked in an office.
Dollar cheese slices.
Better than everybody. Look at this motherfucker.
Dollar cheese slices. You get some sort of cold Natty Light.
I think we should do a live podcast if we're going to do it. I think that's a good idea.
No, I want to concentrate on the party, bro, not trying to talk into a mic.
It's a podcast. I think more people would care if we were doing a live podcast at the pizza party.
We could get a shitload of Instagram pictures if you want to do that.
Well, yeah, we'll Instagram it.
Just fucking flood it.
It's going to be dope, trust me.
Add pictures of pizza, people, and shit.
I just want a party, bro.
I thought Instagram videos were only 15 seconds long.
Yeah, we'll make like 50 of them.
Oh, yes.
How long would that be?
Still not that many seconds.
It's still not that long. This party's going on forever.
All right.
All right, this has been High Society Radio. I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Bronx Johnny.
Chris from Brooklyn.